which is why on a daily basis we have to keep studying the errors, the modernism, to know how to fight back. So we cannot be happy what we do concerning the errors. We have to keep studying, to keep trying to watch upon the enemy. Our Lord said, "Watch and pray, watch and pray, so that you may not fall into temptation." So watch and the enemy. So when we are watching the enemy and ourselves, of course, also, no, it's by discipline, watching the world. So we must remove all the imprudent compromises with the world. We have seen in the last months, you know, the media, how are tools of a lying, of working for the devil. And we have seen how the modernist and the enemy have penetrated into all subjects of life, on matters of life, in the art, in music, in history, in the science, in theology, philosophy. We have to be aware of those things. So, for example, when you have a homeschooling, to study what you have to study, but also to study the opposite errors. To start watching upon how they have been trying to deceive us, how they have entered to twist and to modify many things in order to make us fall. Because it's subtle, very subtle, the attacks of the devil nowadays. We are not aware. We are not aware of many how they attack, especially people who have been just coming to tradition. They don't have a clue of how much has been penetrated the modernism and the evil in society. And this is why we have to help each other, to teach each other, to hear arguments, to be charitable, to be at the service of this cause of our Lord Jesus Christ and of the others, to be worried, to be formed, to be disciplined, to put example. I mean, many things we have to keep doing. So this is to place ourselves in reality. We have to step upon reality. It's not time for an easy life. It's not time for vacations. So after we are preparing ourselves, watching upon ourselves, watching upon the enemy, upon the world. So we had, therefore, what's the last thing to do? To cling strongly to the Blessed Virgin Mary. To stick to her, to love her, to be at her service, to put our eyes completely on her the whole time. Basically, to jump ourselves on the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Knowing that so much evil around us, that we are so weak, and we are ignorant, we are full of bad inclinations, we cannot help but be at the arms, under the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 24/7. It's exactly what Sister Lucy told us from the Fatima message. The last means God is giving to the world to be service, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. And when she was asked why it was the last, because she will be no more, they will be not given more to the world, but these last two means, which are the most powerful. She didn't mention Mass, sacraments, priests, because we know that she saw the future, almost will be none. No shepherds, no pastors, no sacraments, no Mass, almost nothing. Therefore, dear friends, the most important, therefore, is to cling to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Bernard says, never shall be enough about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Never we will pray enough. Never we will never will be faithful enough, obedient enough to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Never we will pray enough. Sometimes people say, well, let's pray three rosaries, excellent. But we cannot put limits to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The measure to love Mary is to love without measure. This is why the Padre Pio was praying 35 rosaries a day. Even he was more busy than us. He was the busiest priest that we can imagine. And why he was able to manage to pray 35 rosaries a day is precisely because he has in his mind, at the tip of his tongue and his heart, Mary, constantly. So basically it's what St. Louis de Montfort says, we must breathe Mary as we breathe the air. We must do this. This is essential, dear friends. It is to be in the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because if we are not like that, with this strong devotion to the Mary and the Rosary, and we keep trusting in ourselves or trying to be attracted by the sinful life of the world, will be like going out of the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary for a moment, wanting to be out of from the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary for a moment, when we know that there's plenty enemies everywhere, plenty dangers, and we are so weak. We cannot risk. We cannot be so imprudent as to go off the Blessed Virgin Mary for a moment. Just also remember the calumny against traditionalists. They say that we are exaggerating, that we are radical. It's because they don't understand the law of love. Love, charity, is the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole strength. So there is no measure. So we cannot put a measure. So we cannot say, I will pray only that. No, we have all that we can. Yes. All that we can pray, we should pray. Convert our sufferings in prayer. Convert our crosses in prayer. Even to take upon our shoulders the crosses of the others, to convert that in prayer. To release the weight upon the shoulders of the others by having this spirit of putting upon Mary all our concerns, all our crosses. We take upon us and we put after that upon our Blessed Virgin Mary shoulders or whatever we want or we have. Also because remember, this battle is so horrible, so tremendous that many, many souls are going to hell every second. So we must help our brothers. It's one of the things that we attack, for example, with groups like the SSPX. Why? Because they only think about themselves. They think that by feeling secure themselves, they are okay. Being that people outside is scandalized, is in need, is going to hell, many, many souls. And Catholics are everywhere scattered and wandering alone, orphans. We have to reach everybody we can. By prayer, by penance, by a strong faith, a strong hope, a strong charity, dear friends. This is the reality. We must consider ourselves of being on war. This is the summary of the sermon. If we don't consider ourselves in reality as being on war, in a severe war, we will not make it. We will not be able to help our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to close with an example. It's one of the champions of David, the prophet. We should do like that. What happened in the book of Kings? We find this example. God ordered the army of David to fight a holy fight against the enemy, and God promised that He will be with the army for this fight. So what happened? The enemy was so strong and with a greater number in the elements of the army, that Devin was not in that moment in the battle. So, but all the members of the army were frozen with fear. And they started fleeing from the enemy. Running away from the enemy. So this champion thought himself like this. He said, wait a second. God promised that he's going to fight on our side, that we are going to defeat the enemy. And even if the enemy is so strong, and it's so difficult, the situation, and we are, humanly speaking, we cannot defeat the enemy. We cannot disobey God. We cannot distrust God. So this champion decided to stand firm on the ground, not to go back one step. So he saw all his friends going, fleeing back away. And he saw the enemies coming towards him. But he said, I will not move from here. I will fight the enemy even if I had to die. So the Book of Kings said that God gave to him a strong, very strong power. And he started defeating enemies one after the other. One after the other for 2-3 hours. He was able to kill maybe 1,000 by himself. And after that, God wanted that he will be martyr. So suddenly he was caught by the enemy and he was killed. That's a true story. Without exaggeration, we are in that situation. We must see ourselves in a battle like that. We cannot go back. We cannot do something else but to be with God, to trust in God against all hope, against all forecast, against human temptations of going back, of fleeing, of going to a bunker, for example. Those who want to go into a bunker, they're betraying the charity that we owe to the others. To secure myself, to go in, like those who had the COVID-19 problems, and they, no, I will protect my health, I will not go out, I will not help people, I will not visit the sick. It's a betrayal of the battle. So we must see us ourselves in the midst of the battle, dear friends. Like that. God is with us, the Blessed Virgin with us. They are going to triumph, they promise that we shall not be tempted beyond our strength. So let's do it. With a great humility, but with a great hope, a great charity towards the others. Because many of our brothers are going to hell. Because the Blessed Virgin Mary gives the reason. Because there is no one to pray and to do penance for them. Let God help us, St. Joseph, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.